You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hi everyone, and welcome back. I want to tell you about a cool process that I developed for myself just last night while I was going to sleep that I'm going to share with you. I put a bubble around myself in my mind as I was lying there. So I want you now to just get relaxed, because we're going to practice this together. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out. Now, this process is something I was taught by teachers many years ago about putting a shield or a bubble around me while I'm walking through my day, so I decided, why not do it at night? It was really cool because I was lying there. I thought, okay, how much space do I want between me and the shield? So I gave myself about 2 or 3 feet, 2.5 feet, let's say. You don't want it to be like saran wrap. You want to have some nice distance. You can go out a little bit further if you want. Yeah, keep it a little further away from you so you really have some room. That's what you really want when you're trying to sleep. You want this shell, this protective shell around you, and inside you want to feel warm and comfortable and peaceful, like you're floating somewhere. We used to do that, I think. That's what science says. Anyway, take another deep breath in. And let it out. Many of you can visualize a shield. I'm not a great visualizer. I can do it, but it's not my strong point, but I still get benefit from doing it. Now, there's some people out there say, well, I can't visualize anything. I say, go ahead, just feel that it's there. Sense that it's there. That's totally fine. Let's stop the debating and just get to work. Good. Great job. Just lie there and relax, knowing it's around you. Because this is when the fun begins. I didn't know I had so many demons in my mind until I did this last night, and I put these demons outside of the shell. They're out there. It's cold out there in the wilderness. They don't like it. They like to be in the warmth and familiarity of the mind, but you pop them outside of that shield. The things that really hurt you, the things that really bother you, the feelings you don't want, the feelings that feel like they just belong there. See, they trick you into thinking this is who you are. All of those negative thoughts, all of those you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're ugly, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too tall, you're too short. All that stuff there has been running for so long, we just begin to think it's us. But you know what? You can throw it. I threw out of my shield, outside of my mind, outside of my body, I'm ugly. Threw that out there, and it became this gray little scrabbling monster that just was pounding on the shield, asking to come back in. He's like, I want back in. I need to get back in there. Don't you understand? And then I turned down the volume, kind of like in those movies where the person's slamming on the medical window, and you can't hear the voice. They're like, ah, open the door. But, you know, you can only see their mouth moving or whatever. That's the sound you want. You cut out all the sound. You can see it pounding there and scratching. And you can let it scratch a little bit. But what I did was with my shield was the more it scratched and protested, the thicker the shield began pushing it away. Kind of like that pink foam that the police spray on you at protests. If you're like banging on a drum or blowing a tuba at some sort of worldwide protest and they spray you with that pink stuff, and the more you resist, the more it heats up and the more stuck you become. Kind of like that. But as these demons, these monsters of these negative thoughts, or whatever you want to call them, of the mind, really try to get back in, the shield becomes so much thicker, so much more powerful. In fact, the more powerful it becomes, the more relaxed and calm you become, and more warm and comfortable. It's kind of like running a marathon, and the last step feels better than the first. With each mile, you got more energy. Got more comfort, more relaxation the further along you did this. Imagine having a future like that. That the longer you live, the more energy and the more freedom and the more peace and relaxation and comfort you felt in your life. That's kind of a revolutionary thought. The idea being that it spins the other way. It's going in the other direction, right? Yeah, so think about that. As these, you know, first you got to throw out all of these ideas in your mind. And don't worry, there'll be a stream of consciousness of just like, throughout the day, so-and-so did this to me. Everyone's hurting me all the time. Everyone's to blame. It's all my fault. Everyone's ugly. Everyone's stupid. You know, all that stuff. You just throw it out of your mind. And you just allow yourself for a moment to see it trying to come back in. It's just like, oh, let me in, let me in. But, you know, again, turn down the sound so you can only see the little fangy, drippy mouths. You know, the little sucker faces trying to squeeze up against it. And you can hear like, as they're, you know, along the shell of the glass, you know. And it just keeps getting thicker and thicker until eventually it gets so thick. You start noticing that the more they touch the shield, the more electrified or powerful it becomes, so it disintegrates these things now. Eventually, it changes color, the thickness of the glass. As the layers build, you can have like a rainbow coloring effect if you want, however you want to do it. Eventually, there's a color of the glass on the shield that dissolves those things. As soon as they touch it, they turn to ash. What trickles down is any memories you need or any resources you need through the glass. You can allow those in to keep for yourself because this only works for your benefit. So anything you need to remember from those experiences, especially the idea of compassion and empathy for both yourself and for your fellow human beings, I would recommend you keep that and store that somewhere in your mind. Or you can have it be that as soon as they touch it, they transform, you know. Bullets turn into white flying doves or whatever you want, you know, something cool like that. Meanwhile, you're just breathing and relaxing and allowing this process to run automatically now. That's the goal, is every night you lie down, you have that which has bothered you in the past, throw it outside of the shield, out into the cold, expansive space where no one can hear it scream, and then put that shield around you, and as it comes back in, you just allow yourself the luxury of resting while the shield runs on automatic. It can do all of the work without any of your effort. In fact, throw effort outside of you, outside of the shield. Throw hard work and perfectionism and neediness and attention-grabbing, attention-seeking, lust and resentment and rage and shame, all of those things, throw outside of this shield right now. And you don't even have to be sleeping to do it. You can do it throughout the day. Just give yourself that space, that calm space while outside the storms rage and the storms dissolve. You'll notice you'll just fall asleep eventually. You'll just go into the place of dreams. That's right. Keep working. Keep not working. Keep breathing. There's no work involved.